From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As the United States considers the security of its borders, there's an obvious conflict in values. On the one hand, security demands taking time to inspect cargoes that enter the country. On the other hand, our prosperity is built on global trade and just-in-time production systems that assume goods will flow quickly through our borders. The question of whether we can satisfy both needs is addressed by Stephen Flynn, a political scientist and a Coast Guard commander, and a contributor to a soon-to-be-published collection of essays called How Did This Happen? Terrorism and the New War. Commander Flynn, you give a very graphic example of the conflict that I described as it appears at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. What happens there?
Well, the Ambassador Bridge is the world's busiest commercial border crossing. On any given day, there are about 5,000 trucks, 18-wheelers, piling across that bridge. And they approach a ramp at the base of the bridge for customs to look them over to see whether or not they are carrying good things, legal things, or potentially bad things. There are just eight inspection booths for those inspections to take place, and there are just 90 parking spaces for trucks to back up into. So basically what customs is faced with is they have about 2 minutes apiece per tractor-trailer truck. If they can't clear that truck in those 2 minutes, the parking lot fills up and the trucks back up into the traffic, and then you basically shut down the interstate system between Windsor and Detroit. And that's just not a commuter nightmare. That's simply the assembly lines for the big three automotive makers who rely on parts coming from Ontario.
So among the strategies to address this problem that I guess you would regard as unrealistic or not worth pursuing would be to say, let's have 59 inspection booths, quadruple the size of the parking lot, or bring all of those auto parts plants back down to Michigan.
Exactly so. The basic rule of thumb is it takes about five people 3 hours to inspect a single 18-wheeler. I mean, you have to sort of imagine this as take all your worldly possessions and put it in a moving truck and say, look for something bad in there. The key is we have to have intelligence about somebody being bad or not, and then we want to spend more time with them. We need a system that basically helps validate legitimate people as legitimate at their point of origin as close as possible, and then feel confident because we can track them with things like transponders we use for easy pass systems and so forth, that they've left their factory and they're on their way and nobody's had a chance to mess with them.
So you're saying rather than concentrate entirely on finding the rotten apple in the barrel, let's find all of the good apples, people who we know to be truck drivers routinely crossing the bridge, and have some way to flag them.
And that's exactly right. And so if you can identify those folks with confidence, validate them as legitimate, do basic physical security things that reduce the risk that they could be compromised by a criminal terrorist, and share information up front where they come from so that could be validated, then you have a workable system that allows you to take your limited inspection enforcement resources and look at those which you don't know much about that you should spend more time with.
So then, are you talking about, for the majority, some kind of super smart card that has biometric information on it identifying the holder that would be impossible to forge and also keeps track of all of our comings and goings?
Well, one thing is that there will never be a super fail-safe system, but we need a credible one. What happened on September 11th, the afternoon of September 11th, is, of course, we had four domestic airliners that were hijacked, but what this country did was to close down its seaports and effectively seal its borders with Canada and Mexico. Now, why did we do that? We did that because we didn't think that there was any credible system for actually filtering bad things from good things that flow across our borders. That problem has not gone away. And my biggest concern is that as we look more and we'll see more risk of terrorists, there are terrorists out there who will do us harm. We did on September 11th what no country could do to this great nation. We imposed an economic blockade on our own economy. That's not sustainable. So the smart card kind of system is one that you push borders out to the point where goods originate, validate what's legitimate in the system, and that's just not U.S.-Canada. That's going to upstream wherever goods originate in our international transport systems. Our borders don't need to be protected. Canada's not trying to take the 49th parallel from us. What needs to be protected is that within the flows of peoples and goods, bad things can be hidden in there, and we have to be smart about where it's best to look for them, and it's probably not at the base of the Ambassador Bridge.
Commander Flynn, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Stephen Flynn of the U.S. Coast Guard writes about the unguarded homeland in a collection of essays to be published this month. It's called How Did This Happen?